sports back.
ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is delivered by the new AT&T. The company with the most complete and secure network has joined with Singular, the network with the fewest dropped calls. Singular is now the new AT&T. Your world delivered. Now, here's your host, Jeff Rickard.
Oh, doing our best to keep the world free from racial bias in the National Basketball Association. This is the Sports Bash on ESPN Radio. It's presented by the new AT&T. Heard about that study that came out in the New York Times today. If you haven't, here's the deal. A study by a University of Pennsylvania professor and a Cornell graduate student, which is scheduled to be published, it was actually published today in the New York Times. It's not even had its peer review yet, and it won't be officially published for general scientific consumption for a while yet. But it suggests that NBA referees might show bias against black players. According to the study, which examined foul calls from 1991 through 2004, white referees called fouls at a greater rate against black players than against white players. NBA Commissioner David Stern, as you might have guessed, told the New York Times that last year the league saw a draft of that study, and this March was then moved to conduct its own study using its own database of foul calls. Stern told the Times that after reviewing its own data, the NBA concluded that there was no bias. Then we've had other sociology-type people coming out today and saying, oh, yeah, it's exactly what we expected. And then I started reading the article on the New York Times on the website about this study. And what fascinated me is it's supposed to be a scientific study. And look, I don't know whether there's racism or bias in the NBA, certainly no more so than any other place in society. And even the author suggests that it's more reflective of society than anything else. But they kept saying, well, it's exactly what we expected to find. Well, if you're doing a scientific study, you're not supposed to go in expecting to see things. You're supposed to just collect data, review it, look at it, and then try to figure out what exactly it means. So that was the first problem I had with it. Then the NBA, and this just happened. In fact, the NBA just now issued this response. They are not happy. They're unhappy with it. In fact, you could say they are angry about it. President of Basketball Operations Joel Littman told ESPN.com just a little while ago, the story is based upon a paper that is flat out wrong in its conclusions, and we're disappointed that they ran the story this way. The report, as we've said, basically says they're by about a rate of about up 2.5% to 4.5%. That it can change the call that much. So in other words, instead of long term, they're basically saying instead of having a 50-50 chance to win, regardless of the makeup of racial players on your team because of officials' calls and things like that, the game could be influenced anywhere from 2.5 to 4.5%, which is a completely different number that we'll talk about later. But here's what the NBA is really upset about right now. The NBA did their own study, and this is exactly what Litvin said. Quote, we conducted our own study with experts in mathematics and statistical analysis, and those experts, looking at far superior data that included 148,000 calls, concluded unequivocally there was no racial bias in officiating. You cannot use box scores to do a definitive analysis of whether race affects an individual action. We have the information on specific referees and the specific calls they made, and they don't. That's very important, because the league, citing personnel policy, would not turn over the data they have and that they keep about what officials made exactly what calls. Because they say that's a personnel matter. They don't even tell other referees how one referee is graded. That's private between the referee and the league. So what they've done, they brought in an outside source, and the NBA gave that source the exact officials, whether they were white, whether they were black, and the exact foul call, and whether or not the person that was called upon was white, black, Hispanic, anything else. And the problem with the study is it went off box scores. Well, the box scores will tell you which three officials are officiating the game, but you don't know which one made the call. You can look at any box score you want. You could have Dick Bavetta there. You could have Joey Crawford, assuming he's still working in the league next year. And then you could have Tony Brothers there. And you could have two white guys and a black guy. And they'll have their names at the top of the box score. But there's no way for you to consider who made the call. If you're just looking at the box score, you don't know if Jory Crawford made that charging call against Kobe Bryant. You don't know if it was Tony Brothers that made that call against Kobe Bryant. So that right there completely nullifies to me the entire experiment. And I'm not saying that racial bias doesn't necessarily exist, because I think that we do in this country still have a large subconscious underlying racial tension going on. I don't think there's any question about that. There's a terrific person we have here on campus at ESPN. Name's John Sawatsky, and he teaches us an interviewing seminar and gives us tips on interviewing and great questions to ask and why they're great questions, and he does a great job, and it's a whole almost like a college course that you take, and you break down the anatomy of a question and words and what they mean and what they gather and all kinds of different things. But at the very end, he said something that when I took the course not long ago really hit me, and it's true to almost everything you can think of in life. There are four different ways to look at things that we learn in life. There are really four things going on, and you're at any given time in any interaction that you take part of, you're in one of these four areas. Now, you start with unconscious incompetence. In other words, you don't even know what you don't know. That's subconscious. You don't even know that there are societal factors at work underneath your psyche that maybe cause you to do things that may in a very subtle form be racist in a very subtle way. I'm sure we're all guilty of that, and we don't even know it. It's called unconscious incompetence. We don't even know what we don't know. The idea, as you start to learn about things and start to become aware of things and enlightened about things, hopefully, is that you achieve the next step, which is called conscious incompetence. In other words, you're still incompetent about something. It doesn't matter what it is, but at least you know that you're not good at it as you continue to work through it. Pretty soon, you have conscious competence. You're aware that you're getting better. And the thing that we're all striving for, and the thing that we're striving for as a society, hopefully, when it comes to race relations, is to someday get to a point where we exist in unconscious competence. In other words, it's just we're doing the right things, we're saying the right things, we act the right way, and we're not even aware of it because that's just the way we are. I think there are a lot more people in this country that exist in the conscious realm of things with competence, and a few people probably get to the unconscious competence realm, but you see where I'm going there. A lot of times, you don't even know what you don't know until it's pointed out to you. Then you start to work on it. Then you know that you're bad at it. After a while, you work on it hard enough. Now you know you're getting better at it. And when you've got the thing mastered, you just do it. You don't even think about it. You just do things the right way. That's what most professionals in any industry get to. That's how they become professionals. They don't have to think about doing things the right way. They just do it the right way. And I just see a lot of problems. Look, I'm not a professor. I'm not a statistician. But I agree with the NBA when they say, hey, look, we broke down 148,000 calls, and we know exactly which officials, white, black, or otherwise, made calls against which players, white, black, or otherwise. The guys who did this study don't have that information. They're guessing. And if they're doing all this guessing, and they threw all these variables in there, which I thought was inventive and ingenious, and I think it's a provocative study, and I think it's probably worth looking into, but I saw a lot of problems with it. Chief among them being you don't know which referees exactly made which calls. That's a big problem. If they'd gone back and looked at videotape of, I don't know, a sampling of, say, 1,000 basketball games over the last 10 years, maybe that's not even enough, maybe 5,000 basketball games, and went call by call, and they could see which referees were making which calls on which guys, then maybe I could get there. But then when it's all said and done, to have a statistical variance of between 2.5% and 4.5%, I don't even know when you throw in all those variables for something where you're trying to guess what people might be thinking or doing and you don't even know which specific referees made calls on which specific players. I don't know that that can be even statistically relevant at that point in time. Again, I'm not a statistician. I'm not a Yale professor or a Penn professor or an associate professor. I just know common sense, and maybe I'm thinking about things counterintuitively, but I kind of agree with the NBA on this one. As always, Charles Barkley, very provocative on the subject, a member of the Dan Patrick Show earlier today. He had this to say about the question of whether or not there is this racial kind of subconscious maybe officials don't even know they're doing it, kind of profiling going on in the NBA.
Next they're going to tell me the fat people eat more food than skinny people. Then that is the most, that out of all the surveys I've heard in my life, that might be the most stupid study I've heard for two reasons. Number one, there are a lot more black players in the NBA. So, of course, there are going to be more calls by white referees against black players. But also, I bet your black referee called more fouls against black players. For them to come out with a statement like that is irresponsible and it's asinine. Come on, Dan. That's just stupid for them to come out saying that.
Charles Barkley and his own eloquent way, talking about his views, I'm sure without having read the study in detail. But look, more than anything, I'm sure the authors of the study are getting what they want today. They got an article in the New York Times. They're getting people like me to talk about it. They're getting the NBA to respond to it. People like Charles Barkley are commenting on it. It is a provocative question. I don't know if they can ever really quantify whether it's true or not, but it has people talking. And again, that's part of getting from one realm of consciousness to another realm of consciousness when it comes to an issue like this. Just thought we'd throw that out there because it's been burning up the airwaves throughout the day and the NBA just responded to it. And we will take some of your emails on that. Let us know in the Michelin inbox. Email address, sportsbash@espnradio.com. We'll check that a little bit later on. In a moment, we get on the court. An unbelievable game last night. And finally, Dirk Nowitzki saves the day like he should have been doing for the entire series. We'll talk about that next on the Sports Bash on ESPN Radio.